This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, namely our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America. We also have a chat room. It's called the Captain's Group. You can go over there on Facebook and type in three words, the Captain's Group. You'll find it and then ask to get in it, and we'll let you in, and you can start conversing with the folks that are in there. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from Denise is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. One last little word here about the tornado warning. We do see that there has been what looks like a tornado that has come across the interstate and is passed now to the east of Valdosta and is headed in the general direction of Waycross. So anybody in that path between Valdosta and Waycross, please be careful and take shelter. You have a tornado that has been reported to be on the ground coming in your direction. All right, well, got to talk about Pennsylvania. When we talked on Friday, we had what apparently was a friendly Pennsylvania lady judge who said that the chance that President Trump's lawsuit was likely to succeed. That was her words, not mine. Meanwhile, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court yesterday came along and rejected that challenge altogether and said, nope, no harm, no foul, can't do it. So what's going on in Pennsylvania?
I guess you pretty much summed it up.
In a roundabout way.
I don't know how the argument was presented, but, you know, when it comes to the types of ballots that are there, those types of ballots that are being, and I say that in a plural form, types of ballots, do they comply with Pennsylvania state law? And that is, I think, what the argument is. And so the Pennsylvania Supreme Court didn't care and didn't even want to go there. So it's a loss, but it's a big win for the Democrats. So what happens here? It's a good question. Do they have to recraft the lawsuit? Even if they did, would a judge take it? Or you know, not accept it at all? Or where does it go from here? So, you know, Rudy Giuliani is the one that's concentrating on Pennsylvania, and, you know, he's got several lawyers in, you know, working with him on this, including Jenna Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll necessarily see where this goes. But if you just look at the large picture, it's kind of like, you know, these judges are clearly activists. And every time this happens, what does it say to the Republicans? And what does it say to voters like us? We are losing day by day confidence in the system.
Yep.
And it's not just in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, wherever. Now we clearly just don't have the confidence in any state. Because there are so many irregularities. There are so many exceptions. There are so many, funky things that have occurred. And, you know, with what is even happening in Georgia, I mean, the thing that's happening in Georgia is absolutely remarkable. They go out and they buy a new server to do the recounts, brand spanking new server, and deliver it to the World Congress Center, and it crashes.
Right. Yep. So what do we do? What do we do now?
Well,
they're going to vote on those machines again.
Well, therein lies where I think somebody else kind of needs to step in and talk to Raffensperger and say, you know, you better fix this. Otherwise, we're going to have an instant replay. We see the absolute – I spent a good bit of time yesterday looking at the operation that's happening there in Florida by the Democrats and all of these – activist groups, and there are hundreds of different activist groups on the ground and planning to be on the ground in Georgia. And I'm just going to tell you, this to them, taking over the Senate, is just as important as
it's a big
their
deal.
Activism, mm-hmm. activism to put Biden into the presidency.
Yep, it's a big deal, and there's a whole bunch of people from Hollywood that are in there, too, that came in over the weekend, including, get this, some producers and directors and whatnot with their video camera stuff to make more commercials and whatnot and stick them out wherever. Now, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said that Joe Biden is not the president-elect until the Electoral College votes. Technically, that's true.
Correct.
But everybody is calling him the president-elect.
Well, I mean, it's just the way it's always been, because no election's been contested as much as this one has.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Captain's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And let me tell you about the segment sponsor here for the show, my discussion with Denise Simon. It's Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a website, balanceofnature.com. You can go there. You can take a look at everything they have to offer. And if you use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you'll save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, I personally take the fruits and veggie capsules, and they work for me, give me a little bit more pep in my step. I certainly don't eat enough of the right kind of food, so having those extra veggies helps out too. And I definitely don't get my daily requirement of fruits and veggies either, and this is one way that I can do it. Plus, if you double up on it when you're feeling a little droops or whatnot, it'll help you out of the situation you're in. Now, go over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT. R-E-S-U-L-T, you'll save 35% on your balanceofnature.com order, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
Sidney Powell says the Dominion contracts warrant a criminal probe.
Yeah, and I would say that she needs to include, I haven't read any of, you know, if she's got something in the pipeline on that, but I would be taking a target on Smartmatic, too, because I mean, in many cases, you can't have one without the other. You can't have a Dominion hardware without Smartmatic software.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where's it going to go?
Well, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball.
I thought you did.
But we shall see.
Can't be a bad thing. Let's put it that way, right?
Well, let me say this. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline for the sake of your listeners. And and one is that we've conveniently forgotten about the Hunter laptop thing, okay?
Yeah.
So that needs to be front and center. The other thing that needs to be front and center, obviously, is the election system. Another one is are these picks on who is going to be in Biden's regime. And there, ladies and gentlemen, there are some, you know, not only are they retreads, but they're kind of the worst of the retreads. I mean, this is not just Throwback Thursday, but it's going to be the throwback of, you know, a generation worth of Thursdays. The other thing that has gotten, like, zero attention, and that is that Carter Page has filed a $75 million lawsuit.
Yep.
Against the Department of Justice, the FBI, and Comey and crowd, Lisa Strzok and the, you know, Peter, I mean, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and the rest, personally, and he's got four, I was texting with him over the weekend, he's got four law firms that helped him craft this, this lawsuit. So, and he's asking for a jury trial. Now let's also not forget that, I don't believe that it truly ends all things with General Flynn either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while my Trump gave him a pardon, that's well and good, but they were all caught up in Crossfire Hurricane. So when you file a lawsuit like this, there's discovery, and that's when some documents have to show up. And there may be some Biden documents that, you know, Biden is going to have to cough up here. So, this could get to be very interesting. And I just want to tell your audience, you got to take some emotion out of this and look at some of these things very clinically, because there's some things on tap, including the fact that the FBI is now looking at some of this hard evidence, finally, on the elections. We still have a Durham report. At least we think we do.
Yeah.
I don't know where that one is. So, maybe I just kind of have a piece of paper and a pencil and kind of list things, these things out. And, ask some hard questions on them.
I've got a back page story that came out last night. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is up for chairwoman of the House Ways and Means Committee, number one. And remember that little laptop she had?
Yep.
She got it back.
Yeah, of course.
She got it back. Yep. Don't know if they scrubbed it or not, but she got it back. So anyway, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have a caller. Let's go to the caller here. Good morning. Is this Mary?
Yes. I wanted to just ask Denise, can you really trust the FBI these days? I mean, they've asked Sydney and evidently confiscated one of those Dominion voting machines, but I just don't trust them.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary. Go ahead.
You know, Mary, I'm with you on this, but we don't have anything else. Now, I would say we've got agents out there that are doing some remarkable work, and the kind of work that they do it is really stunning work, and it's excellent work. But when they send things up to, FBI Central at the top floor of the Bureau, that's when things get to, they seem to go sideways on us. Now, I would say there might be some good enough guys out there to do what happened before, and there might be some interesting press leaks, because I just happen to know there's some people over there at the Bureau that are really fed up with this kind of stuff, too, and, we don't have trust in anything, and that certainly when it comes to, all parts of government, but what else we have? So we have to make the hard demands. It's on us. I'm with you, Mary. Sadly, I am, but I am.
All right, let's go. Let's go over to Afghanistan, because over the weekend we had suicide bombings that escalated, at least 34 people killed, several hundred injured, in a series of suicide bomb explosions going on as the U.S. plans their Afghan withdrawal. Now, this is big news, may have something to do also with Israel indirectly, because we heard from a lot of military folks over the weekend, they're all saying Iran is going to retaliate against an Israeli city by launching a salvo of missiles at them after Israel reportedly took out their top nuclear scientists. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. We have sent a carrier back into the region.
USS Nimitz. Yep.
And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is on the move. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We've expected this. We do what, you know, we do military planning, and we do all the what ifs, and we make provisions for the what ifs. Especially, you know, I think, you know, I'll say it again, that meeting that Pompeo had in the Middle East, or meetings, plural, last week between Israel and Saudi Arabia was probably very, very significant. Now, remember, this is a guy who came from CIA and then went over to the State Department.
Yep.
The State Department also has a situation room that is exactly the same setup as the White House situation room. So there's not much that's going to get by Pompeo at all. And that also means that he, State Department and Defense will collaborate. Now, you know, there's some amazing technologies and abilities that government has. Here we are just talking about the FBI. But when it comes to defense, there's some amazing abilities. So, if the IRGC tries anything, it could get to the point where we may see the last of the IRGC. Now, what's particularly fascinating is that, yes, we took out and I'm going to say that because it's certainly more than one, but the United States also took out Mohsen Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi. But John Brennan's pretty upset about it. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. All right, here comes the music. We'll have to continue this tomorrow. I'm sure we'll still be talking about it. Have yourself a good day up on the mountaintop. Mark Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out all the great things that she writes about.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. Excuse me, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We're going to tell you where they're at in a moment. But you need to take the tour. You need to call them up and take the tour. We'll give you the phone number here in a minute, too. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm sitting, in Tampa, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you need to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities, whichever one is the closest to you. You'll find out what I already know about. You'll be able to talk to teachers, students, see the curriculum, see what's involved, and decide if that's what's right for you. Now,
the opportunity to make a lot of money is a no-brainer. You can certainly do that as a certified aviation maintenance tech. So, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget, call them up, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities. You'll be glad you did. Now, there's still some fallout coming through the ranks about what General Mattis, former USMC four-star General Mattis, had to say, former defense secretary, after he broke his silence on the election, with a public call to Joe Biden to alter the course of the current defense policy and get rid of the America First policy and to slow the pullout out of Afghanistan. Well, unfortunately for the general, he doesn't have any power to do any of that right now. Now, can Joe Biden do it when he gets in? If he gets in, sure. Will he? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. We don't know. It depends on the violence and all that that's going on there. Because, again, the violence and is contingent to what happens in Afghanistan. And God knows we had enough of it over the weekend that perhaps that will slow the withdrawal of the troops out of the area. Perhaps. Don't know for sure, but, you know, we'll see. It has before. I'll put it that way. It has before. Now, in the summer of 2019, when it was unclear who would emerge from the crowded Democratic primary, a small nonprofit without a single full-time staff member managed to convince 17 candidates to sign a pledge that at least 50% of their National Security Senate-confirmed positions should be women. So not only are they going to add Biden, a bunch of women, to his press corps, his press office, but they're also going to do it, apparently, in the Pentagon. Now, depending on who they add, it could be good. But there's a couple of them that are really, really bad. And one of them is this Flournoy person. She doesn't have a good track record at all. And I kind of doubt that she would be able to get the nomination because of her track record. At least that's just me talking now, but I don't know for sure. By the way, there are a few details now starting to come forth on the availability of the COVID-19 vaccine, which will be distributed to service members, and whether or not it will be mandatory. The military, once this is released, is going to be distributing it across the country to the hospitals and the nursing homes. That's my understanding, where we're going with all this. And less than a day after the General Services Administration opened the doors for the landing team from the Biden-Harris campaign to arrive at the Pentagon, members already had two conversations with current defense officials and more to come. So the Biden team was already talking to people in the Defense Department about the transition that they were about to make. Now, something else is going on right now with the new administration coming in, if in fact it does come in, is the big Navy is planning to offer limited voluntary early separations for sailors in certain overmanned ratings and year groups who want to leave the service before their contractual obligations are up. We'll see how that works out. Hopefully that won't leave the Navy in a shortage of people for various things. And if you're transitioning out of the military and looking for a job, let me suggest the National Aviation Academy. You can go to their website, naa.edu. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour and find out what I already know. By the way, the guided missile destroyer John S. McCain conducted a freedom of navigation operation in the Sea of Japan and Russia. A search the operation led to a tussle with a Russian destroyer. Well, haven't heard a word, so I can't say for sure. By the way, the serving lines and long tables laden with food may now be replaced with grab-and-go takeout meals, but U.S. service members overseas won't be without their traditional Thanksgiving meal. And by the way, there was a lot more shrimp on the plates for Thanksgiving to go along with turkey. Yep, I said shrimp. By the way, the Guam governor, Leon Guerrero, a Democrat, recently came under fire from the U.S. territory's Republicans for saying her administration is milking concessions from the federal government in exchange for hosting the coronavirus-stricken USS Theodore Roosevelt in March. In other words, she's overcharging by large amounts of money what it was to keep the vessel there to get it all ship-shape again. And a West Coast amphibious warship transited the Panama Canal on Monday on a mission to support the anti-narcotics operations in the Caribbean. The USS Comstock, the amphibious assault ship USS Comstock, is now going to be off to Honduras for hurricane relief and anti-drug operations. We'll see how all that plays out. And the head of the House Armed Services Committee is accusing Air Force leadership of trumpeting the placement of a new aircraft operating base in Georgia in order to influence the state's crucial Senate runoff race as well. All they're doing is telling the truth. That's all they're doing. I don't see where there's a problem there. By the way, Joe Biden has officially introduced the first members of his cabinet, the array of foreign policy and national security nominees, a lot of which will be a real problem trying to get through because of their past. We'll see what happens. And General Flynn, enjoying his first full week of being a free man, he's going to be out and about. We'll see what happens as to where he's going to be and what he's going to be doing. Now, I told you about a Flournoy woman. That has hit all kinds of resistance, not only from the Republicans, but also from the Democrats. And he announced the core of his national security team last week on Monday, but did not have a defense secretary nominee in the mix, and I think we know why. Okay. We'll see what happens when we come back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, should be joining us, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I want you to go over to the website, balancenature.com. And while you're there, take a look at all the products they have to offer, because you can save 35% on your order just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, whatever you do, check them out, because after all you got to save is money on some very good health products that can help you too, like they have me. Now, balanceofnature.com, the product code is RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad. We have a caller on the line that wants to ask a question, so here we go. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Chris? Now,
doing well.
The financial crisis that we had 10 years ago or 12 years ago now, I guess, whatever the case may be, it came about because of Democratic policies, right? Everybody had to have a house, irregardless as to whether they could afford it. You know, everybody had to have certain things which allowed things to get out of control. Now, there's rumblings that Biden is considering forgiving student loans, and we all know that the student loan crisis is a big one. There's more money in outstanding student loans than there is credit card debt. So what I want to ask you, Chris, is if he does go ahead and do, forgive all the student loans now, I'm for forgiving student loans for people who really need it. Say, you know, you become disabled, you get into an accident, there's no way you can pay it back. Okay, you know, forgive that. But to willy-nilly say, okay, everybody's going to get their student loan wiped out, to me it's like a slap in the face to the people that worked hard to pay theirs back. For him to come along and say, oh, well, you owe about 80 grand, don't worry, we'll take care of it. So do you think if he does that, along with other, you know, scary economic policies that he may have that we don't even know about yet, do you think we could have another crisis in a Biden administration that a Trump or another Republican later coming in would have to worry about cleaning up? I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that are.
All right, thanks, Mike.
It's a fantastic question, and it's quite honestly, it's something I've been talking about for a long, long time on
years.
The program.
Years.
If you go back to actually the first 2 years of the Obama presidency, he took over student loans. That's what he did, and now it's close to $1.4 trillion in student loans outstanding. They estimate by next year it's going to be over $550 billion in defaults. That default number is greater than the bank losses during the financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is. Biden has come out and said he hasn't been all for getting rid of all student loans. I think that is impossible. I don't think everybody will do that. They were talking about, somebody was talking $50,000 per person. I don't know how they would dole that out. Or Biden, I think, was talking about $10,000 per person. I mean, how does that work? I mean, is that for people that have already gone to school? How long have they had to have the loans? What about people that took out loans last year? What about people that are going to send it, like myself, going to sending my kid to school next year, and I wasn't going to have any student loans? Should I take one out because then it's going to be forgiven? You try to explain to me the logistics behind this. I just don't get it. The problem with the high cost of colleges and universities here in the United States is the fact that we have all of this student aid and all of these student loans. Whenever you subsidize mm-hmm. something, the price of it will go up.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden we got rid of student loans, or we actually made the institutions themselves hand out those loans, it'd be a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You keep throwing money at something, then the price is going to keep going up. And that's what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's patently absurd. These colleges and universities have become, for undergrad, basically become like vacations, Carnival cruise lines for
yeah.
4 years.
Yeah.
It's completely unnecessary, all of the things that they have. And that's just because the whole area is awash in money. And the fact is that people can't default on those loans. So, I mean, there's no risk involved for these institutions. It's sad.
All right. Now, Christine down in Sarasota, who has a daughter that's going to Alabama, says, why can't the college endowments pay the debt? Could I get reimbursed from Alabama?
You could, but that's not going to happen. They're not the ones that handed out the loan. They should be. This is why a lot of many of these colleges and universities, they have these stupid degrees where kids can't go out. They actually can't even get a job with some of these degrees that they're giving out to people. They have these degrees because they can. Let's say University of Alabama was actually lending kids the money to get a degree. Do you think that they would lend a ton of money to a kid for a useless degree?
No.
They wouldn't, because, I mean, you take a look at the risk that was involved in that loan. If somebody's going out to get a degree in 14th century Russian literature or women's studies or social
right.
justice or whatever it may be, you would take a look at that and say, I'm not going to lend $200,000 to somebody to go get that degree. How in the world are they going to pay me back? If you're 18 years old and you went to a bank to try to borrow, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 to start a business, and you didn't have a business plan, a really good one,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to give you the money. But they do in this case. Why? Because you can't default on that loan, and they know that they're going to get the money back. The whole system is a mess. It really is.
Now, our former Secretary of State, John Kerry, soon to be the climate czar for Joe Biden, I guess, and the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, have come out and said that the Joe Biden presidency would help propel the World Economic Forum's globalist Great Reset plan. I've heard this before. What's that all about?
Oh, boy, we could talk a long time about this. This is all comes to the World Economic Forum, the Davos crowd out there. They want to completely change how the world works. They want to eliminate capitalism as we know it. And isn't it interesting that these are all the wealthiest people and the elites of the world that are a part of this?
Right.
I read a column written by a member of the World Economic Forum a week or two ago on my show, and it would make your hair basically stand on end with the things that these people want, and the elimination of private property, elimination of your owning your own car. I mean, there's just a myriad of things that they want ahead. It's this one world government attitude that they want to have. They basically want to change everything, and it's basically life as you know it. Changing. And I highly recommend people do a little bit of homework and look into what these people are all about and what the World Economic Forum is all about. It's not to benefit you and I by any stretch of the imagination. It's there for the elites and it's for the multinationals. They want to take, Plato's Republic, and they want to make that the case for the entire planet with a bunch of philosopher kings running the entire show. Like I said, it's pretty creepy.
Now, we need to be very careful and keep our eyes, both eyes, wide open in front and in back of our heads right now in the Middle East, because in lieu of what just transpired with the Iranian nuclear scientist, the guru, the chief nuclear scientist, being taken out apparently by the Israeli Mossad, Iran is threatening to go after an Israeli city with a massive missile attack. Now, if that happens, obviously, and by the way, Iran said we will have to retaliate for the killing of the nuke program director. Now, if that happens, our Admiral McRaven is saying that we now recalled the aircraft carrier Nimitz into the area, into the region. We could have ourselves a big-time, full-fledged shooting war going on shortly.
Well, I most certainly hope that that's not the case, and obviously that wouldn't be a proportional response by Iran. And again, if this was an Israeli operation, who knows who was involved where or what, and intelligence sharing, I don't know. If it's an Israeli operation, well then, Israel can handle it. They have one of the most powerful militaries in the entire world.
You bet they do.
Let them handle it. And I find it hard to believe you're going to see the Iranian military strike out against an Israeli city. I mean, they're well aware of Israel's capabilities, and they don't say that they have it, but we all know that they do because Israel has nukes too.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just that you don't want to see anything escalate to that degree. We can hope at some point in time we can get a better regime there in Iran that'll avoid all of these tensions.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, get ready for the changing weather coming your direction.
Oh, we know it's coming.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'll be right back with Frank Salvato, managing editor. Here we go. I almost did it again. Oh, okay. Underground USA is the managing editor of the Underground USA podcast. There we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.